Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, happy Monday, September 20th. Yesterday we spoke on setting goals and keeping promises. Did you decide on an intention for your week? Did you set aside some daily goals to commit to for the next 5 or 6 days? If you did, I want to remind you of the most important key in any potential change in lifestyle or goal setting in order for it to be effective and sustainable. I want you to focus on the enjoyment of doing it. If you have a ton of anxiety around your to-do list, find a way to step back and see if you can reset your mindset to make the process actually fun. Maybe you can involve someone else in the process. Maybe you can pretend you're filming a documentary and want to show off. Maybe you can pair it with another activity that you love and rarely have time to indulge in. Maybe you can set the romanticized ritual around it that feels good and beautiful to you. Maybe you can play a song that puts you in the right mindset. Whatever it is, if you can create a more positive mindset around the new integration of whatever you're bringing in, whether that be through incorporating positive vibes or giving yourself subtle rewards at the end, like a smile, which causes dopamine, you will not only improve your success rate, but you'll change your whole mentality about personal growth in the process. We should be asking ourselves, is there a way I can increase the enjoyment factor of what I'm doing in a healthy way? Especially if we're feeling obligated to something, dig deep and find a way to love the game. Turn the got-tos into get-tos intentionally. Try to find what gets you motivated, what gets you committed, and what you can do on bad days to get out of the ruts that will inevitably come. The point is to be happy, not successful. And while success, of course, can absolutely potentially bring happiness, happiness is not guaranteed unless we prioritize it. So relax into the process. Let yourself enjoy this ride as much as possible. Do this by trying new things and studying yourself like a scientist. Collect data on what makes you feel motivated and what doesn't. Don't get angry at the finding, don't judge them. Just allow yourself the same grace and patience that you would anyone else fighting towards their dreams. Building a life that you want takes time. Nothing worth having forever is created overnight. And depending on how lofty your goal is, you'll probably need to take some unexpected breaks here and there. You may need to redirect your whole plan at some point. Or if you're lucky, you may find it wasn't difficult to get into it all, and your only regret is not having started sooner. Regardless, today's episode is a reminder to deliberately take the scenic route into getting to new places. It's a marathon, not a race. This process is more about integrating things at a pace that feels good, that can offer longevity in the improvement of your life, rather than the make the plan, do the plan, win at life, because it's not how it works. Most things take trial and error and consistency, then breaks, and then redirection, and then reevaluation, and then flexibility, and then returning to them in due time. Other things are easier done straight through with no holds barred, because that's what feels good. It's about doing what works for you at a pace that feels good for you. It's about finding your path to success and whatever that means to you. You are a unique, one-of-a-kind individual, and there is no right or wrong way through a forest. You just have to start clearing the path that makes sense for you now. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.